And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day, leading like the lamb. Leading like the lamb. Russell Schubin, director of Christian Outlook, joins us to review the best of 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 Christian Talk Radio. We're going to look at something that a lot of people don't want to see. It's called Tell Them About Church Rules. What? And today's Facebook post, our first Spoonism.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey. So much more. We're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473. 866-K-PRAISE. That pregnant pause was on purpose, just in case you didn't know. And keep in mind that any topic is technically open for conversation. Because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-PRAISE, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. But stand by for SRN News.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The White House says top officials from the FBI believe that media reports about contact between the Trump campaign and Russia are inaccurate.
Two senior White House officials say the FBI's deputy director raised concerns about the news coverage with Chief of Staff Reince Priebus. But when Priebus asked the FBI to dispute the media reports, he was told the Bureau could not weigh in publicly on the matter. The White House officials, who briefed reporters on the condition of anonymity, confirmed the unusual contact with law enforcement, which is being sharply denounced by Democrats as inappropriate. Greg Clugston, Washington.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says it plans to start awarding contracts by mid-April for President Trump's border wall. The agency says on a website for federal contractors that a request for bids will be published early next month. Companies would have to submit concept papers to design and build prototypes by March 10th. Finalists will have to have their proposals and prices in by March 24th. Ohio Governor John Kasich says there is no animosity between him and President Trump, despite the rivalry during the presidential race. But he is urging the president not to scrap Obamacare, just fix its flaws.
I'll be meeting with Priebus and Secretary Price with my team and sort of lay out the way in which we think we can reform it, save money, and make sure that people aren't left behind.
Governor Kasich met with President Trump at the White House today. The Republican governor is in Washington for meetings of the National Governors Association. The head of the National Rifle Association says conservatives should stand up for themselves if the violent left brings their terror into our communities. Wayne LaPierre showed videos of violent protests as he spoke today at the Conservative Political Action Conference. He called on NRA supporters to show them you won't submit. A record day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 11 points, the NASDAQ rose 10. This is SRN News.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
You live in a nice neighborhood or condominium community, but that isn't enough. You need to know your board and community manager are making the right decisions to protect your investment. Community Associations Institute can help. Visit responsiblecommunities.com to learn more.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
What if I could tell you when a wildfire was going to happen? Of course, I can't. But shouldn't you be ready anyway? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. If you want to reach Sam, of course, you can go to his email, or I'm sorry, his website, thinksam.com. You know what is happening? I'm so distracted because Corporate Salem had a host get me involved in this email system, and then I'm like, what? I'm not involved. So I'm telling everybody, leave me alone, I'm doing a show. So let's start that all again because I blew it because I've been distracted and it's my fault. I own it. I eat it. I apologize for it. Good enough? Great. Let's try that again. This segment brought to you by our great friend, Sam Rasool. Now, what's the deal about Sam the man? Well, first of all, we want you to go to thinksam.com so you can see all the different properties he's working with. Top 20 out of 25 1,000 realtors, brokers in Southern California. Pretty good, right? Knows his business, one of the top agents in the country. But the thing about Sam, he was born and raised a Muslim. He became a Christian, a Bible-believing, born-again Christian. And now what he does it as unto the Lord. So if you buy or sell a house through Sam, he takes 25% of his gross commission and gives it to whatever church or ministry you want. If you need help selling your house, let's say you're like, man, I gotta put, you know, a front door on. Sam can help you. He will forward up to $25,000. $25,000. In order for you to fix up that house, you list the house with Sam, the house sells, he takes the money back out at the close of escrow, no interest charged. And he'll also come there and spend time with you, walk the property, look through the house, and make sure that you're getting the right dollar value, not simply using an algorithm, but using his eyes and his heart and his mind. What a great thought that is for real estate. Actually doing the work. Don't you like that? Yeah. Here's what you do for our man, Sam. You go to thinksam.com or you call him at 858-780-1SAM. That's 858. Now, that's pretty standard San Diego prefix, right? 858-780. So just think 7, and after 7 is 8. You skip 9, then you get to 0. See? So 858-780-1-SAM. Got it? And if you are not buying or selling a house, but you know somebody who is, we tell you to
send them to Sam.
Send them to Sam. Send them to Sam. ThinkSam.com. Okay? Now I feel like I have done that justice. Right? Right. All right. What's the other things we got to cover? A couple of things we need to take care of. I do want to remind you of our fantastic friend, Steve Wheeler, and his wonderful wife, Coral, and their commitment to advancing the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to the four corners of the earth. I'm not sure if you understand all the eschaton, but one of the things many people agree upon is we're going to keep going until the Lord says we're done, and many people think that's based on the one last person getting saved. And who knows, that person could be in America, that person could be alive right now, or that person could be in one of these countries that Steve and Whitefield's Ministries is supporting, where their pastors are planting churches in places they've never heard of Jesus. And you imagine, what if it was somebody out there? And they say yes, then we're done. Like, yeah, let's do this. Let's advance the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ all over the world. I encourage you to go to whitefields.org. Whitefields.org. That comes out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4. If you want to see where Jesus was talking about that, taking the gospel to the four corners of the earth, supporting rural pastors to plant churches where Jesus has never been heard of before, and helping people drink regular, clean, purified drinking water where they have been using cesspools as systems prior. Awesome stuff. Whitefields.org. Make sense? Makes sense. All right. Feel like I've recaptured my loss of my first 30 seconds. Coming in strong, and here we go with our first DDD entitled Leading Like the Lamb. What do you got for me?
Lambert, the sheepish lion, Lambert, is always trying to be a wild and woolly sheep. Lambert, the sheepish lion.
Did you come to that immediately when I wrote this stuff out?
Yes.
Wow. That's what scares me more than it's, you know, that's where you scare me more than I scare me. That's a very worrisome thought. Here we go. Leading like a lamb. 2 Samuel 23, 1 through 3. 2 Samuel 23, 1 through 3. These are the last words of David. The inspired utterance of David, son of Jesse, the utterance of the man exalted by the Most High, the man anointed by the God of Jacob, the hero of Israel's songs. The Spirit of the Lord spoke through me. His word was on my tongue. The God of Israel spoke. The Rock of Israel said to me, when one rules over people in righteousness, when he rules in the fear of God, and then the next few verses talk about the blessings and the righteous things that come about. But I want you to catch this. This is King David and his last words. We talked about this the other day. The last words of Jesus in the book of Revelation certainly have relevance. Not any really more or less than any other words, but we don't seem to talk about the last words all that much. I don't hear a lot on Revelation 22, 20, and 21. And so here, these are the last words of King David, and he's kind of laying out as he gives his last kind of hurrah in regards to what? Leadership, because David is a king. And he's not just a king, but he's a king who is a man after God's heart. And he's a king who understood his role in leadership. And when it says these are the last words, I think that David is communicating, hey, I'm going to kind of sum up. You know, the Psalms are fantastic, of equal value. We're not trying to prioritize here, but I think he was trying to sum up that his consummation of how he looked at life and how he looked at his position. And so he makes reference to people that rule over other people. So he's talking about what? When he's talking about people that rule over other people, he's talking about leaders. It's not hard. It's like, okay, he's talking about leaders, and he's got a communication that he wants to make to leaders. Now, you might be thinking, well, that's, you know, he's talking about, you know, leaders like kings. And it's like, I don't see that he says that. I think he talks about people that are ruling over other people in some capacity. He's not talking whether it's forced. He's not talking whether it's voluntary. He's not talking about any of that. And you might say, well, what, could that apply to anything? It could be government. It could be private sector. It could be church. It could be family. It's anybody that is in an authoritative position over anybody else, which includes bosses, right? It's anybody in leadership that are leading people. It's the parents leading the children. It's anybody in leadership, anybody that has a rule over people in some capacity. Here's what King David communicates. He says, when one rules over people, it needs to be in righteousness. You can't just rule over people because you want to have a throne and you want to have a hammer and you want to smack people around. In righteousness means there's a right way and a wrong way to lead. Can I tell you, the right way is what David discusses, in the fear of the Lord. I don't care if it's government, private sector, church, family, whatever the case may be, especially in our institution, in our country, our leaders do a terrible job in general leading in the fear of the Lord. They just doesn't even exist. It's a self-centered leadership for a majority of the country. And by the way, the fear of the Lord in this case has four specific definitions, and one of them is the one you don't want to hear about. When it says to fear the Lord, it means to be in awe of the Lord. It means to honor the Lord. It means to operate in reverence with the Lord, and it means trembling. And trembling matters. And you say, no, Dave, it can't be trembling. Well, you're wrong, because Matthew 10:28 says, do not be afraid of those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. And a leader should have this high level of reverence and respect and tremble before the Lord as God has put people under that stewardship of that person. And I don't care if you are a parent, I don't care if it's church, I don't care if you're a pastor, a leader, I don't care if you're a boss, private sector, government, doesn't matter. If you want to direct people in righteousness, you operate in the fear of the Lord, and that's when you are leading like the Lamb, which is Jesus Christ. You operate with that sense how he operated in the reverence for the Father and communicated that to us, and that's how we should operate. Even if it's one person or anything, do it righteously. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Our greatest hope comes from trusting God.
Our daily bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Dave Brannan. Even all these years after losing our 17-year-old daughter Melissa in a car accident in 2002, I sometimes find myself entering the world of what if. It's easy in grief to reimagine the events of that tragic June evening and think of factors that, if rearranged, would have had Mel arriving safely home. Dave continues, "In reality, though, the land of what if is not a good place to be for any of us. It is a place of regret, second-guessing, and hopelessness. While the grief is real and the sadness endures, life is better and God is honored if we dwell in the world of what is. In that world we can find hope, encouragement, and comfort. We have the sure hope, the assurance, that because Melissa loved Jesus, she is in a place that is better by far. We have the helpful presence of the God of all comfort. We have God's ever-present help in trouble. And we often have the encouragement of fellow believers. We all wish to avoid the tragedies of life. But when we do face hard times, our greatest help comes from trusting God, our sure hope in the land of what is. We hope these daily programs inspire you to go deeper in studying God's Word. For additional resources and encouragement, download the Our Daily Bread ebook and mobile app. Prefer a print copy? We'll gladly send one your way for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Yeah, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. Our guest who's joining us, number one guest on our show, and keep in mind, he's been with us for quite some time. He's become his own radio aficionado. He's just become like, I know how to do radio. I can do it anytime. Now, if you talk to Russell Schubin about this, he will admit to you, in the very beginning of his radio career, probably not at the top of his game like he is now. Because now he's got the experience, he knows what it is, he knows what we're doing. Ladies and gentlemen, our very own Russell Schubin, who's in charge, by the way, in case you didn't know, of Christian Outlook. So you can go to ChristianOutlook.com and listen to the show, or you can listen here on KPRZ, Saturdays 11 p.m., Sundays at 4 p.m., Sundays 11 p.m. Russell Schubin, sir, how are you?
I'm doing great, and I don't know if I'm at the top of my game, but I'm going to give it a good run.
Well, I bet it's a little better than 3.5 years ago.
It is, and thank you for that. Thank you for that.
What do we got this week?
We got some great stuff, especially on the subject of religious liberty. Late last week, a story that we've talked about in the past, Baronelle Stutzman, she's the woman from Arlene's Flowers up there in the Pacific Northwest. She served a same-sex couple for many years, but just told that couple that I can't do your marriage, and that ended up, to make a long story short, it ended up as a court fight, went to the Washington State Supreme Court. Washington State Supreme Court last week ruled against her, and it's a chilling rebuke to the First Amendment, and that will be challenged, and it will likely be heard at the U.S. Supreme Court, and which makes the vacancy the Gorsuch, the Scalia slot to be filled by Gorsuch, all the more important. But it makes clear too that that all these issues related to religious liberty are continuing. We also hear from Todd Starnes, columnist that many listeners will be familiar with. He's got a book out called "Deplorable's Guide to Making America Great Again," encouraging readers, listeners, to remain vigilant, to continue taking a stand, which is complementary to what you and I do each time we talk and what you're doing with your radio program each and every day. We also hear from Melissa Oden. She joined Mark Elstrand. Melissa Oden is a survivor of saline abortion. She was subsequently adopted, and in her mid-teens, it was through an argument with her other adopted sister, it leaked that she was an abortion survivor, and so she went on a quest to find her biological parents. A fascinating story. And we also hear from Albert Mohler talking about the death of Norma McCorvey, Many people won't recognize that name, Norma McCorvey, but you'll recognize the court case Roe v. Wade, and she is Jane Roe from Roe v. Wade. Mm. And she went on to be a convert to the pro-life position as well as a convert to Christianity. And so she went home to be with the Lord, and it, yet the legacy of that Roe v. Wade decision obviously is still stands today. So there we go.
Wow. All right, I'm going to give you a big wow. I'm going to give you an A on that one. I was going to give you an A+, but I didn't hear my name in there, so I'm just going to give you an A. I'm just telling you right now. So here's a couple questions right off the bat. So in regards to the Stutzman case going to the Supreme Court, which is something I think everybody seems to believe is inevitable, is there a maneuvering that can take place in the law where they can delay that case going to the Supreme Court or withhold it until there's that assurance that the additional members added on there, not even to mention the new rumor that there could be another appointee not that far behind that?
Well, the answer as a journalist and not as a lawyer is that the attorneys could very easily wait until the very there's got to be a window period of time for appeal, and if you wait till the very last day or the last couple days in that window period of appeal, then you can leave yourself a window period for that, and there's other things that can be done. That would likely hasten a delay of that case being heard. It's a gamble either way. They have to flip the switch, and they have announced that they're going to appeal. I don't know that the appeal has been formally filed just because of what I said, but it does underline everything that we've talked about with the importance of that Supreme Court, and the other thing we can do besides legal maneuvers is we could hope, and we can pray, because we do not want a Supreme Court decision that trims the First Amendment in the dramatic way that this opinion does.
Yeah, and to me, it's like from a strategic point of view, it's like it's just worth it to wait, because there's got to be this, and I understand there's some gamble there, but at least if they wait until there's nine judges, I think that increases their opportunity to slam that case down and be done with it. So, I would not, like you said, I would not want to leave an open sore on that case, as, although there'd be another case, a year or two behind it, challenging it, I'm sure. But that's kind of curious about the strategy on that.
Well, I'm sure they're represented by ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. If there is something that is a parallel to the ACLU for traditionally minded Americans who care about the First Amendment in every capacity of the First Amendment, it would be ADF, and ADF lawyers will navigate it for a win. That is, you never deliberately navigate anything at the Supreme Court towards a loss. Sometimes at the lower courts, you actually want to navigate towards a loss in order that you could get some precedent-setting case at either a court of appeal or the Supreme Court. But you never want to navigate deliberately towards a loss at the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
So she's well represented, but the stakes are oh so high. And I'm sure we'll be talking about it again in the future.
Yeah. No, and that's going to be interesting to follow and to watch. I do think we'll cover that again. All right. Let's go over it, because you got so many cool subjects. I want to kind of hit these kind of quickly. So with Todd, Todd Starnes in his book, The Deplorables, I don't know this answer, and you may or may not know this answer, so I'm just asking you. Was he an early supporter of Trump, or was he a late bloomer?
I think he was one who was comfortable but not bullish on Trump. That is, there are a number of people who were pretty much ready to say whoever was top of the heap on the GOP side, they were going to get on board. But I am not an expert on him, and he's very clearly now trying to shape and make, help, in a sense, help Trump be successful by keeping Americans involved and help Trump be successful on the issues we care about. And in many regards, that's what we're doing each and every day. Why do we talk about First Amendment on air, and why do we talk about it in many outlets, on many platforms, is because we're hoping that we have somebody who is going to be listening now. Yeah. And what happened at CPAC this past week is an indicator that that Trump knows, but also Mike Pence knows, that it's not just Republicans generically speaking, that there is an indebtedness to convictional evangelicals that you cannot explain his victory without us. That does not mean that we are the explanation that made Pennsylvania turn and Michigan turn, but that could not have happened without the continued support of evangelicals.
Yeah, that's well said. Excellent on that point. All right, I want to ask you, we got about two more minutes. I just want to ask you this question in regards to Albert Mohler and his look and his review, because that, you know, that Roe v. Wade case is a big deal. And there's been, and if I'm wrong, forgive me, but I think it's about 60 million abortions that have taken place since then, somewhere around that unbelievable number. And ultimately, even in the midst of that, the Lord reaches in his grace and his mercy and touches this woman who was really at that core of the case and turns her heart towards the Lord, which, of course, got about as much press as when my city league team won in Southfield, Michigan when I was 11. Got about the same level of national, you know, it's like, it just seems like no matter what, I don't care that the press is freaking out. It doesn't bother me in the slightest because I think they're completely propagandists. I believe that, and I'm terrible to say that. But it's a story that's not going to get told in very many places except for through Christian Outlook, right? This is a woman that made a decision that her decision prior was wrong.
Yeah. Well, what you say about the Christian Outlook, I'll say more broadly. In America, 21st century, it highlights how important this media company is. And that's why I've devoted myself to this career. That's why you have a platform there. And in the Christian space, there's about 20, 22 others across the country that have a similar platform. And then we have obviously a conservative platform as well. This is a platform where that story can get told and told boldly and clearly. And there is if abortion is a storm, the woman who was at the eye of the storm both saw the horrors of abortion and changed, and saw the goodness and the grace of Jesus Christ and yielded her life to him. That is beautiful, and we ought to be telling it, and that ought to be part of the legacy of the overturning of Roe v. Wade. That is, Jane Roe herself converted, and a country can change, and the Supreme Court can change, and a case can be overturned. We ought to be hoping for that, because there's so many other things that we care about, but with the abortion issue, literally lives are at stake. And it's so consequential that we ought to be hoping for that. And Jane Roe, Norma McCorvey's story ought to give us at least a bit of hope.
You know, that's one of the best shows you've done. That was just excellent in your responses on each one of those questions. I want people to take the time. You got to go to ChristianOutlook.com if you want to listen to it online, or you can listen here at KPRZ, Saturdays at 11 p.m., Sundays 4 p.m. and 11 p.m. Excellent job, Russell. That was really good answers, really straightforward on that material. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it.
I should appreciate the kind words, and God bless you and all your listeners this weekend. And I bet it looks like San Diego outside again down there, huh?
Yeah. All right, my friend. I will talk to you. And next time you talk to me, I'll probably be a grandpa for the second time. So keep me in prayer.
All right. Warmest congrats.
All right. Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back with another DDD. Get yourself ready.
My soul to keep me through your grace.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. As a Christian, the law offices of Robert J. Bomber has always practiced honest and fair dealings with his clients. The fact that he's been in business for 45 years speaks to this fact. His staff has been with him an average of 10 years, and they care as much about his clients as he does. Calls are answered and returned promptly, and he makes after-hours appointments. The first consultation is free. If you have needs of an experienced attorney to handle such matters as custody, divorce, child support, visitation, spousal support, and retirement, call the law offices of Robert J. Bomber at 619-497-0054. Family legal matters such as these are difficult, plain and simple, and that's why you need an experienced attorney. To set up an appointment with Robert J. Bomber, call 619-497-0054. That's Bomber, B-A-U-M-E-R, 619-497-0054. A good person to have on your side.
Wow! In addition to being experts at new roof construction, old roof repairs, remodeling and maintenance, did you know that Excalibur Roofing is also an expert in waterproofing? That's right. No water allowed. Sorry, Rubber Ducky. From using the top-of-the-line Life Deck systems for deck coating to flat or sloping roofs, Excalibur Roofing covers the angles. Get it? With over 20 years of experience, an active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, plus testimonials from people just like you, you can count on Excalibur Roofing. Call 760-743-8803. That number again, 760-743-8803. Or go online to their website at excaliberroofing.com. The best part of all their estimates are free. Just give them a call. What have you got to lose? But leaks, not onions. 760-743-8803. For residential or commercial help, remember, Excalibur Roofing. They've got you covered.
What makes you feel strong? What makes you feel weak? Giving your kids a piggyback ride? Strong. Having to ice your shoulders the next day because of it? Weak. Ugh. Finishing a 5K? Strong. Being too tired to drive home afterwards? Weak. On a more serious note, have you ever felt spiritual weakness? When you don't have the strength to resist sin and follow God. You're not alone in this. In the Bible, Paul battled against a weakness that God wouldn't take away from him. That struggle taught Paul an important lesson.
When I am weak, then I am strong. For God's power is made perfect in weakness.
Are you feeling weak today? Then trust more and more in the saving power of Jesus Christ. That power is stronger than any weakness we feel. We can tell you more about this at findpeacewithgod.net from the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I will tell you that since I acknowledged my mistake in the very beginning of the show, I just feel like the show has just been on a surge upward. Another testimony that if you do something wrong, just own it.
You're wrong. Technologically impossible.
Did you talk to my wife before you went on the air? I don't understand. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our great friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. It's pretty simple. If you've got an unauthorized skylight in your house, which is somebody dropping a bowling ball on your roof, and you need some help, you got to get in touch with Excalibur Roofing. If you got roofitis, then we're in touch with Excalibur Roofing. If you want to talk to somebody about roofs who knows about roofs, and we'll talk to you about roofs, because they love roofs, you want to talk to Excalibur Roofing. 760-743-8803. 760-743-8803 or excaliberroofing.com or Facebook. You can just type in Excalibur Roofing and see how they have you covered.
There's 27 verses in the Bible that reference roof.
I will bet you there are more, but that is pretty interesting. 27. Say to yourself 27 times, I need to get in touch with Excalibur Roofing. If you just keep saying that over and over again, you will get the message. Here we go. By the way, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. People got mad at me today because on my Facebook post, which I'm not actually doing the today's Facebook post, I'm doing a Spoonism, but they got mad at me because I told a joke. You want to hear the joke?
Yes.
Okay. So what is the law, the golden rule, I'm sorry, what is the golden rule of the animal kingdom?
I don't know.
Do unto otters as you would have them do unto yourselves.
That's pretty funny.
I thought it was funny. Somebody said, that's not funny. Somebody said, not my joke. Hashtag not my joke. All right, let's get into our next one. We've only got about 6 or 7 minutes of this one. This is a really good one, so let's play the music and then we'll get into it.
We've only got 5 easy rules here, so listen up. We've only got 5 easy rules here, so listen up.
That's church rules. We only got 5. See, what happens in church, no matter what people say, I know. But there's the Ten Commandments that we find in Exodus, and then there's the church Ten Commandments. Now, they could be many things. In some churches, actually, believe it or not, one of their Ten Commandments, which are their unspoken ones, is dress down. In other churches, it's dress up. In other churches, it's you can bring your dog. In other churches, it's you can't bring your kids. In other churches, it's, you know, it's, you just fill in the blank. They're all over the place. Let's just talk about that for a second. The title of this one is called Tell Them Church Rules? Mark chapter 5, verse 16 through 20. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it described what had happened to the demon-possessed man and also to the pigs. And the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed by the demons begged to go with him, but Jesus would not allow him. "Go home to your own people," he said, "and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and what mercy he has shown you." So the man went away and began proclaiming throughout the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and everyone was amazed. This is the story, the Gadarenes, the man who was possessed by a demon, but it wasn't just a demon, it was by demons. And Jesus said to the demons, "What is your name?" The answer was, "What? My name is Legion." That was what he said. A Roman legion was 6,000. Messy dude, right? Kind of a messy situation. The demons recognized that they were about to go into pre-torture. You know what pre-torture is? Pre-torture is they know they're losing. For those that do not understand how this works, the demons know they're losing. But they didn't want to start the torture system yet. So they're like, "Are you going to torture us before the time? Because this is going to be bad." And they said, "You know, instead of doing that, you know, Jesus, would you consider this? Can you send us into the pigs?" And there was 2,000 pigs on the hillside right by them. And Jesus gave permission. For those that do not understand that, Jesus had to give them permission. And so Jesus gave them permission, and they went into the pigs. What happened to the pigs? 2,000 pigs ran down the hill into the water and drowned. The end result was the guy was sitting there in his right mind, clothed, although we're not sure how he got clothed, and the 2,000 pigs were dead. And in the kingdom of God, one man was worth 2,000 pigs. So you know who really doesn't like this story? PETA. PETA stands for People Eating Tasty Animals. They don't like it. What do you mean? It's because in the mind of God, 2,000 pigs are not as valuable as one human being in his right mind acknowledging God. So the gentleman who has been delivered, and what a deliverance that is, right? Huge, says to Jesus, "Let me go with you." This is the only time this, and when Jesus said, "Do not cling to me," when he was in that resurrection process, or when he resurrected and had more to do, this is the only time Jesus goes, "No, you can't go with me. You're not going with me." And it's like, what? How can you say no? How can Jesus say no? And I'm going to give you an answer. You might not like it, but it is the answer. The real answer, Jesus said no because Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit had other plans. We're going to take this an extra minute or two and make it up on that next on the next segment. So Jesus had other plans for this guy. And the guy's like going, "Let me go with you, Jesus. I'll go with you in the boat. I'm going to follow you." And Jesus goes, "No." If I'm that guy, I'm thinking, what? No, I want to go. And Jesus is like, "Nope, nope, not going to do that. Here's what you're going to do.
What am I going to do, Jesus? You're going to go to your own people. I'm going to go to my own people, Jesus. And then what am I going to do, Jesus? And you're going to tell them what God has done for you. You're not going to tell them what the church requirements are. You're not going to tell them to go to Theology 101. You're not going to tell them they better go to Sunday school. You're not going to tell them they need to brush their teeth. You're just going to tell them what has been done for you and how the Lord has shown you mercy. You know what you're going to tell them? What am I going to tell them, Jesus? You're going to tell them what I did for you. You're going to share your experience. Oh, but you can't share experience. Well, don't tell Jesus you can't share your experiences, because here he commands this guy in ministry to do that very thing. Instead of this guy going to Bible college, he was on the evangelistical circuit telling people what the Lord had done for him, and the people were amazed. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, and then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da I Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, "I will never believe your God and change my religion." But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Are you blaming God for what ought to be blamed on Satan? This is Jim Garlow. I was listening to a TV interview about a child who was severely deformed. The parents said, "We don't know why God did this, but we were so lucky to find a plastic surgeon who could correct it." I was saddened to hear that response. How much better to have believed and said, "We don't understand why in our broken world that the enemy has been able to inflict suffering upon people, including our child. But we praise God that in His wisdom, He's given knowledge and the skill to physicians, and He's given us resources to provide for our child's care so that he can be made well." See the difference? Heartache and pain and suffering comes from the enemy. Scripture says all good and perfect things come from the Father. For more, go to jimgarlow.com. Live out your faith.
When I'm able, by faith, to sense God's hand in my situation, my attitude will be right. Hello, I'm Chuck Swindoll. If I have faith, I don't begin the day gritting my teeth, asking, "Why do I have to stay in this situation?" I don't wait for my situation to change either before I put my heart into my work. Instead, I believe that He made me the way I am, and He put me where I am, and it's exactly what He planned for me to do. There's nothing like an attitude of gratitude to free us up.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Do want to remind you, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. A couple things to let you know. Don't forget Dr. Tony Evans, Monday through Fridays, 10:30 a.m. right here. Also, Cultivating Ethos, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. right here on KPRZ. We've got a couple of cool things in the works I want you to be aware of. You know, you got our Family Life Today campaign. And if you go to KPRZ, you will get all this information. There is like, I think like 9 or 10 slides, one in a row in a row. And if you're looking for something or you're looking to connect to something or process to something, there's an excellent opportunity for you to do that. You have an opportunity to do that through either churches, through different shows, through different ministries, national and local, some international. And you'll have that that shot to do it. And so we encourage you to check out KPRZ.com and see what's there and see what you might connect to. Somebody did send me a connect notice, and I do want people to recognize at any point if there's something in the show that you have heard that you're thinking, man, I wanted to catch a little bit more of that or hear that again at KPRZ under the podcast title at the top of the page. There's a link to our podcast, and there are over 1,000 shows, 2,000 hours worth of material. So either if you want to drive yourself crazy or just figure out what it is that you missed, you're welcome to do so. And as Tugboat Todd has taken over, you will see that the definitions or descriptions are in detail, aren't they? They're in detail. All right. We're going to do something called a spoonism. It's not a spoonerism. A spoonerism comes from the preacher Spooner in the 1800s. Fascinatingly enough, he would switch the first letter of one sentence and the first letter of another sentence. So instead of saying, let me show you to your seat, he would end up saying, let me sew you to your sheet. That's a spoonerism. That's not what this is. This is a spoonism. Here's the sound that we have for this.
Spoon! Spoon!
That's it. I just wanted to hear it. I haven't heard it for a while. You see?
Spoon!
Thank you. You see, that the one thing has nothing to do with the other. In fact, this isn't even really a spoonism. This is just a really cool thing I wanted to share, and I just wanted to hear the sound. 1 Corinthians 6:12 says, everything is permissible for me, but not everything is beneficial. Everything is permissible for me, but I will not be mastered by anything. That's 1 Corinthians 6:12. So according to the scripture, there's nothing that should be our master except for Jesus. Now watch this. This includes sins, fears, doubts, or anything else that might try and discourage us or distract us from our intimacy with God. Those things should not be our masters. Also, things that should not be our masters are diets, exercising, television, radio, news, politics, eating, sleeping, video games, sports, or anything else that wants to consume our time and our minds to the level of reducing God's position of honor, glory, and preeminence. And the word preeminence means first place. So anything negative or anything we might deem positive, if it consumes our times and our minds to the level of reducing God's position of honor, glory, and preeminence, we should not be engaged with it because it has become a master. By the way, for those that want to get to the nitty-gritty, this also includes sex, marriage, relationships, wives, husbands, boyfriends, girlfriends, parents, children, and grandchildren, or any other beings that are in the framework of our universe. They are not to be our masters. Oh, by the way, this too, don't forget this. And this also includes ourselves, us, the big I, me, myself, the universe of it's all about me, and nobody else. That one too. And this also includes, by the way, nouns and pronouns and verbs and adverbs and adjectives and conjunctions and past participles and tenses, plurals, modifiers, oxymorons, metaphors, and even a spoonism. In the final word, our only master is supposed to be Jesus. And any of those other things that consume our time and our minds to the level of reducing God's position of honor and glory and preeminence need to be laid down. It might not be a brilliant spoonism, but it's a truthful saying, one that is in the Word and one that should be in our lives. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, and then we're coming back. You'll hear Marty, Don't Go Anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.